Track 5. He hit the headlines last year with an amazing drive in his motorsports premier division. Could Norfolk's George Russell follow Lewis Hamilton's success and be a world champion? He talked to Adam Hay-Nichols.
Norfolk has seen more than its fair share of Formula One success. There's Martin Brundle from King's Lynn, who was on the podium 9 times in the early 1990s and is now the sport's most senior British broadcaster. Then we have Norwich-born Gresham's educated Ralph Furman, who competed with the Jordan team in 2003. Then, of course, there was Team Lotus in Hethel, which won 6 drivers and 7 constructors' titles in the 1960s and 1970s. And now all hopes are pinned on 23-year-old George Russell to take to the top step of the rostrum. The signs are that'll happen sooner or later. George from West Norfolk is about to enter his 3rd season with Williams. Williams was the team to beat a quarter of a century ago, but has been in decline in recent years. Nevertheless, George has wiped the floor with his teammate, and, while points have eluded him, he's managed to get his car thrillingly far up the grid. His consistently impressive performances meant that, when reigning world champion Lewis Hamilton was sidelined by COVID-19 at the Sakhir Grand Prix, George was selected by Mercedes-AMG as his one-off replacement. He exceeded even the wildest of expectations, qualifying in 2nd spot, just 0.02 seconds behind Mercedes' far more experienced Valtteri Bottas, and then beating the Finn into the first turn when the race started. He was on course to win the GP until a double whammy of late race misfortune, for which he was blameless, a tyre mix-up and then a cruel puncture, forced him to cross the finish line 9th. There was heartache, but also universal praise, and the likelihood he may find himself campaigning with the crushingly dominant Mercedes squad full-time in 2022. George was born on February 15, 1998 in King's Lynn. "All my family are from there," he tells me on a video call from his parents' home. "I grew up in Tit St Giles, in the middle of nowhere in the Fens. We had some land, so I was flying around on a quad bike from the age of 3. Driving 4 wheels, steering, turning, braking. I got a handle on it very early." He wore child-size Michael Schumacher Ferrari overalls when doing so. Schumacher was the natural choice. As a kid, it's down to either your favourite colour or who's winning. "Well, I like red, and Schumacher was winning all the time then." His brother Benji, who is 11 years older, was an ace go-karter, and George followed him into junior motorsport, the family travelling to kart tracks the length and breadth of the country in their campervan. It turned from a hobby into something quite serious. "I mean, I didn't get in and start winning straight away, naturally. I was 8 when I first started racing against 11 and 12-year-olds. At that age, that's a big difference. I believe the UK has the highest quality of drivers across the board, so it was competitive, but success started to come, and here we are 15 years later. That success included becoming a multiple karting champion in the UK and Europe. In 2014, he graduated to single-seater racing and won the British Formula 4 title at his local circuit, Snetterton. He became the youngest winner of the prestigious McLaren Autosport BRDC Award, which earned him a prize of £100,000, and his first Formula 1 test. He went on to become the 2017 GP3 Series champion and 2018 Formula 2 champion, which ensured his ascent into the pinnacle, Formula 1. Shared ambition meant his parents, Steve and Alison, withdrew their son from Wisbeach Grammar at 14 and had him homeschooled. The commitment to competing around the continent was incompatible with the timetable of a regular education. The racing calendar was just brutal, remembers George. Race meetings were Wednesday to Sunday affairs, and we'd have to leave on the Tuesday. School just wasn't working. We needed more flexibility. It was a very risky decision for my parents to make to have me homeschooled. Obviously, they believed in me. If I'd stayed in school, I wouldn't have been able to race or to study to my best ability. So, in some ways, it was an easy decision. Steve worked in agriculture but is now retired, and Alison is a former hairdresser. When you're 8, you don't appreciate the sacrifices your parents make, financially and in terms of time, says George. The youngster made sacrifices too. I missed not having a social life, but I knew what I needed to do. My friendship groups came from karting, but they were rivals, which made it difficult in a way. I'd look at my old school friends between 15 and 20 going to parties and getting drunk. I did none of that, but I wouldn't change it. He sat his driving test in King's Lynn in his first car, a 60 brake horsepower Volkswagen Polo, which he described as incredibly slow but fun because I could drive it flat out within the speed limit. Today he has a £150,000 Mercedes AMG GTC supercar on the driveway. I'm a Mercedes brand ambassador, so it's one of the perks. It's the fastest Mercedes of all, though, which he hopes to acquire on a permanent basis, having such a memorable sample when he raced at Bahrain's Sakhir Circuit last December. The emotion stayed with me for a couple of weeks, he recalls, but I came away seeing the positives. It could have been so much worse. I could have been taken out at the first corner, and I was calm and relaxed going into it because I felt I had nothing to lose. Being in the lead brought me back to my junior career days. I felt in my comfort zone and then obviously had some curveballs thrown at me, which was exhilarating. It's hugely disappointing to see a victory slip away, but I was so grateful for the opportunity. I think I proved what I can do with the right machinery underneath me. Even though I didn't win, it was a victory of sorts. In the following days, he received 300,000 messages of support on Instagram. Even on my personal phone, it was in the hundreds. George insists no promises have been made at all regarding a full-time Mercedes drive, but that they've told me I'll be a part of their future when they believe the time is right. He's turned his attention back to Williams for the time being, and shortly after our call, headed to Bahrain again for the 2021 Formula One curtain raiser. Later this year, he plans to give up his London flat and move to Monaco, where most of the other millionaire racing stars live. It'll be nicer to train in the sunshine, wake up more motivated, and have a healthier lifestyle. Spectators were banned from most of the Grand Prix last year due to the global pandemic. This season, though, the Russell family hope to make it to as many races as they can to support their boy. It was my parents' dream, as much it was my dream, for me to get into Formula One, says George. Naturally, they couldn't enjoy it as much as they liked last year, but in years to come, travelling around the world and supporting me will be a happy retirement for them.